Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Back now to this morning's terrorist attacks in Belgium. The attack at the Malbec subway station right next to EU headquarters, over 20 were reported killed, more than 100 injured. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini broke down in tears at a press conference. Evan Lamas works for Euractiv near the Malbec station. He was in a train headed in. He joins us by Skype. And Evan, what happened?
I was on my way to work on the metro, and we felt a small air blast. It was something similar to if you were standing in front of a fan, and the metro immediately came to a halt, and then we heard some sort of thudding in the distance, almost like you would hear thunder in the distance. I had been reading about the attacks at the airport as I was on my way to work, wondering if it was maybe something related to that, or if it was just maybe a technical problem with the metro system. They had an announcement come over the sound system saying that there was a disturbance on the line when they were trying to fix it as soon as possible. Someone came from the front of the metro to the back of the metro, opened a door, installed a ladder, and started evacuating us down onto the tracks.
Oh, how frightening. So is this underground?
Underground in between metro stations. So I was on the metro, which was right behind the one that had the explosions.
This is rush hour in Brussels. Trains were crowded. We've seen some of the pictures. As people around you are realizing that you're under attack, what did people do?
I think there was, first of all, just some nervousness. I mean, people were very aware that there were some attacks at the airport. And there was one person who kind of jumped over seats trying to get ahead of other people to evacuate earlier. But for the most part, everyone was trying to help everyone else, people helping others, carrying kids and strollers and you know, not trying to panic too much.
Was it at all smoky, by the way, down where you were?
There was smoke in the tunnel as we were evacuating out of the tunnel and the metro station. When we arrived up on the street, actually, there wasn't much going on. It was very soon after the explosion, and police, I think there were some police on the scene, there were some military on the scene, but not very much. So it was then maybe a few minutes later when all of the police cars and sirens came in and started blocking the area off and pushing everyone out.
Well, what's happening now? We in Boston are familiar with the aftermath of a bombing. You know, are people there being told to shelter in place? Are phones overloaded and down? What's happening now?
Everyone's being encouraged to stay at home, those who hadn't left home, and to stay where they are. The area around the Malbec metro station has been shut off, and the police have been keeping people out of that area for a while. I think, you know, the city is probably reacting in similar ways to situations in the past where we've had threats, where everyone's trying to figure out what the right reaction for them is, where they should go, if they should get away from things or stay where they are.
Yeah. Evan, have you had time to process? You came pretty close.
Yeah. I don't think I've really processed that yet. I think that'll come maybe in the days ahead. It's a little bit surreal to think that had I been a little bit earlier by just a few minutes, then I would have been on that metro. So I'm still kind of waiting for that to hit me as I'm giving accounts to global press of what's happened here.
Yeah. Evan Lamas, who works for Euractiv, an online media site that covers the EU, and he was on a subway today when the attack took place in Brussels. Evan, thanks for speaking with us, and take care.
You're welcome. Thanks.